Excuse.gov.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Half a century ago, when the Soviets beat us into space with the launch of a satellite called Sputnik, we had no idea how we would beat them to the moon. The science wasn't even there yet. NASA didn't exist. But after investing in better research and education, we didn't just surpass the Soviets. We unleashed a wave of innovation that created new industries and millions of new jobs. This is our generation's Sputnik moment.
There's the president from the State of the Union address this week, calling this our Sputnik moment. President referring to the U.S. and our ability to overtake the Soviets in the space race, thanks to innovation, creativity, good education, all that stuff that took place in the 50s and 60s. So this week in his State of the Union address, the president told lawmakers who were sitting alongside of colleagues from across the aisle, what comes of this moment will be determined not by whether we can sit together tonight, but whether we can work together tomorrow. Here's more from the president's speech as he pushes the importance of us being innovative.
Within 25 years, our goal is to give 80% of Americans access to high-speed rail. This could allow you to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it'll be faster than flying, without the pat-down. As we speak, routes in California and the Midwest are already underway. Within the next 5 years, we'll make it possible for businesses to deploy the next generation of high-speed wireless coverage to 98% of all Americans. This isn't about faster internet or fewer dropped calls. It's about connecting every part of America to the digital age. It's about a rural community in Iowa or Alabama where farmers and small business owners will be able to sell their products all over the world. It's about a firefighter who can download the design of a burning building onto a handheld device. A student who can take classes with a digital textbook, or a patient who can have face-to-face video chats with her doctor. All these investments in innovation, education, and infrastructure will make America a better place to do business and create jobs. But to help our companies compete, we also have to knock down barriers that stand in the way of their success. For example, over the years, a parade of lobbyists has rigged the tax code to benefit particular companies and industries. Those with accountants or lawyers to work the system can end up paying no taxes at all. But all the rest are hit with one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. It makes no sense, and it has to change.
You agree with that? 800-510-8255. What else has to change? The president got his biggest laugh when he talked about salmon in an attempt to point out that many governmental agencies need a lot of fixing.
We live and do business in the information age. But the last major reorganization of the government happened in the age of black and white TV. There are 12 different agencies that deal with exports. There are at least 5 different agencies that deal with housing policy. Then there's my favorite example. The Interior Department is in charge of salmon while they're in freshwater, but the Commerce Department handles them when they're in saltwater. I hear it gets even more complicated once they're smoked.
All right. That was actually not a bad line. President Obama and the reaction to last night. But listening to that and chuckling about it, you know and I know that we can easily dig into a lot of the things. We don't have to go any further than the passage. He just signed a bill a few weeks ago that was passed by the House. Well, it was actually never passed by either the House or the Senate. The final rendering of the FDA Food Safety Enhancement Act that you've heard me talk so much about was never voted on by either the House or the Senate as a bill. It was voted on, well, it was attached to the refunding of the car thing, what is it, cash for clunkers. It came out of 2009. So here we have a perfect example of either he's changed in midstream, he's doing a mid-course correction, he doesn't get it, or he's just talking, it doesn't mean what he says. In that bill, there is still the four different agencies, government agencies, handling food safety. And anybody who looks at it knows the FDA is the worst agency of all to be put in charge of food safety. It ought to be all under the United States Department of Agriculture, but yet there are four different agencies, and people there laugh about it. But is that laughable when you get the kind of screw-ups and mix-ups and mess-ups that come about as a result of these people bungling and falling all over each other? A question worth considering, don't you agree?
George Stephanopoulos speaking with Senator John McCain. McCain says the new seating arrangement helped give the president's speech sort of a better flow.
There you are. He's with Kerry and Tom Udall and Joe Lieberman, two Democrats and an independent.
All mixed up there, which made for quite a different feeling in the chamber, right?
It really did. It was a much different feeling. And one of the things a lot of us have resented over the years is this constant jumping up and down because it interrupts the theme of the president's speech. I think it was very helpful, the president's speech last night, that it was less than usual and certainly not as partisan as it used to be. It used to be kind of a cheerleading, still is, but it's been reduced, this kind of cheerleading kind of thing.
Do you think this is going to stick?
I hope so. I think that there's a different atmosphere here. With every tragedy comes something good, and obviously the tragedy of Tucson and Gabrielle Giffords has brought about a certain change in the atmosphere.
So let's get to the policies. Sure. You did jump up last night when the president said he would veto any bill that had earmarks in it.
I was so pleased, and I also hopefully we'll work on enhanced rescission. You know, there's a number of things the president said last night that we've been talking about for a long time, reducing the corporate tax rate, vetoing pork barrel spending, medical malpractice reform. I can't tell you how many times we tried that during the health care debate, free trade agreements with Colombia and Panama as well as Korea. So there was a number of areas that the president has clearly shifted his position.
And you think, which of those can you make progress on this year?
I really think that on the issue of free trade, we can move those agreements through. I think that we will be revisiting health care, and medical malpractice reform is one of the key areas. There's a number of areas. So I think that we probably, I think the real crunch, as you've commented before on the show, is probably when we raise the debt limit or address the debt limit issue. That's where most of these things are really.
And the clash on that was really set up last night between the president and Congressman Ryan. What are Republicans going to demand in return for increasing that debt limit?
Way to get back down to at least 2008 spending.
All right. Get back to the spending levels of 3-4 years ago. How about we go back 10 years and get to the spending? The big spender was George Bush. He started spending, and these guys just continue along. How about we go back to the Clinton era when we had pretty close to a balanced budget? Oh, gee. And look at the hole we've dug ourselves into now. 800-510-8255.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
The best part of waking up is Folgers Indoor Cup.
We know I'm one day closer, oh, to getting home to you. The best America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. That's how you're in touch with us here with email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We're following what you're saying on Facebook. The left is reacting to this. Right, not impressed. A lot of people said he's good at delivering, and he is. But what else is this all about? Here from MSNBC, Chuck Todd and Savannah Guthrie speak with Senator Mitch McConnell, the big Republican in the Senate. He responds to the president's comments on a spending freeze and some of the items that focus on our health care bills.
How different was it compared to the other 22 states of the union that you've been an audience member for?
Not all that different, Chuck. I don't think the seating arrangement had much of an impact. I do think it was a good speech by and large. The president tends to emphasize in State of the Union speeches areas where we might work together. We've heard that, in fact, last year. I think a more important question is not what the president says, but what he does. And we're hopeful that we can work together to lower the corporate tax rate, to pass these three trade agreements that have been languishing during the period the Democrats were in control of Congress, with Korea and Colombia and Panama, all of which will create jobs in America for Americans. Those are the kinds of things we ought to be doing. I did find his suggestion about spending reduction completely inadequate. To freeze spending at this astronomically high level that we've achieved over the last 2 years really is totally inadequate, and I think we are bound for some disagreements.
Obviously, the president talked about health care. We know House Republicans have passed a repeal of health care. Senator Reid in your chamber says he won't bring it to the floor, and yet you've talked about somehow getting the health care reform repeal to the floor of the Senate. Do you still intend to do that, and how can you do that being a member of the minority party?
Well, the bill came over from the House last night, and I did what's called holding it at the desk. So it's there at the desk, ready to be called up. And I would say to my good friends on the other side, if you're so proud of this accomplishment, why would you not want to vote on it? Only three.
Wouldn't House they say they already voted on it?
Well, could I finish my answer?
Yes.
Only three House Democrats voted to repeal it. So obviously the Democrats in the House are proud of it. It's a vote we ought to have. It's very high on the agenda of the American people. We'll have the vote one way or the other. But my point is, I don't understand why the majority wouldn't want to vote on it. They're proud of it. They're bragging about it. The president talked about it again last night. They think it was an important accomplishment for the country. Let's vote on it.
What I heard the president say is, I hear there's some people who are upset about it. that was the reference I heard. What'd you hear? 800-510-8255. And if the president felt he could get support among Republican senators for some of the items in the State of the Union, he was mistaken. Lawmakers among the 47 Republican senators, after the president's speech, were skeptical of the call for freezing non-defense domestic discretionary spending after he's already raised that spending to new levels. They want to cut it back, as you heard Mr. McCain say, to 2008 levels. It ought to go back further than that, I think.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, completely with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Or near you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We focus on America's education. The president made a big deal out of it. So let's us make a big deal out of education. Major topic, asking parents, the president was, to take an active role in education by telling the parents that, quote, it's family that first instills the love of learning in a child. That is true, don't you think? How involved are you in your children's education, if they've grown up, how involved were you as they were growing up? Not only going to school, but knowing what they were doing with their homework, the time they were spending in school and out of school, how involved were you? 800-510-8255. Now, you heard the reference focusing on that woman that was jailed for using a phony address so her child could go to a better school. Her name, Kelly Williams Bowler. The attention on talk radio this week aimed at her. She was concerned, so she lied about the address. She was sentenced to 10 days in jail and was fined $30,000. Here is NPR's Conan, Neil Conan, speaking with a reporter who has more on this story.
Now, what were the actual charges against Kelly Williams Bowler?
Well, actually, she faced a couple different charges. And theft was one, but the one that was much bigger as far as the penalty, the potential penalty, was a third-degree felony tampering with records. The claim was that she had falsified affidavits that said where her children lived in order to get them into a school district that is one of Ohio's best. It's ranked as excellent with distinction. That's even better than excellent by Ohio standards. And she had falsified these documents. That's what the jury ended up convicting her of, and that's, as I said, a third-degree felony punishable by as much as 5 years in prison.
And sentenced, though, to 10 days in prison and 2 years probation. But the felony conviction could have some serious implications.
Yeah, this story is just wrought with so many ironies. One of them is that she is going to school to get her degree to be a teacher, and she is working in Akron City Schools as a teacher's aide. Both of those licenses could be jeopardized by her having a felony conviction. And the judge felt strongly enough about it in this case that the judge has written a letter to the State Department of Education saying, this woman has no record, please don't make this a reason to pull her license.
She is, as you say, a great deal at risk. Now, her father did live in the better school district, and had she moved her kids into her father's house, everything would have been okay.
And actually, the trial itself hung on that definition of where she was living. It was a very fact-based verdict that the jury came back and said, no, she didn't live there. She claimed that as far as home went, she really kind of had two homes, and her kids very much did live with her father. The jury rejected that flat out in convicting her.
And the school district had hired, in fact, a private investigator to find out where she lived.
Yeah, actually, this school district has gone further than a lot of school districts in trying to track down families that have children attending school in their district but don't live there. They've hired private investigators. They've even offered $100 rewards to people for turning people in they think do not live in the district.
You know, this is a ruse. Although the woman did break the law, I know, and you know, there are people that I could name in any number of jurisdictions around our country who move their children around, or they put them with their grandparents, or somehow they live in a district where the school system is better. I know people in New York City who do that. I know people in California who do that. Let's listen to Tom, who's listening in South Carolina, to the Countdown.
Yes, how you doing? I am a parent, and I think that, to me, that's way over the top. You know, if I had to do it, I would do the same thing. To me, it all boils down to economics. You have the haves and the have-nots, and most of the have-nots are African-American or Latinos, and most of the haves or most of them are European. That's what it really boils down to. And for someone to want better for their children, and you're going to punish them for it, I think that's crazy. As if the taxpayers of Ohio don't have enough criminals that they can go out and spend money investigating. She's not selling drugs. She's not prostituting her children. She just wants what's best for her kids. And I think that, to me, I've heard it all. That's just crazy. Also, the Supreme Court said that the way they collect taxes is not fair. I mean, and that means all the people in public office going to go to jail, because if the Supreme Court says it's not right and you still are doing it that way, then there's something wrong with the way Ohio's being run. I mean, to me, I don't think it's a crime. Whatever you want what's best. And I mean, she didn't hurt anybody. I mean, if you want her to leave her kids, just tell them you can't bring her back here anymore and put her in the right district. But for you to spend jail time, you got taxpayers' money doing that, and the school has the money to hire an investigator. To me, that's a rich district, and it's really boils down, like I said, you got the poor of the poorest, and you have the rich of the rich. And that's what it basically boils down to.
800-510-8255 boils down to trying to make all the schools good. That's what it really boils down to. Here's another Ohio caller. Lily works in a school.
I don't think this is overboard. I work in a school, and I've had problems with students moving in, and they aren't really living there, and especially with the way the funding is. We have a lot of problems with funding in Ohio right now for schools, and schools are having to make a lot of cuts because the voters can vote against a tax increase, and so if a school district's voters have voted for it, then it should go for the people who live there. And there's also, I don't know if Copley has open enrollment, but there's also a thing, and I'm not a legal person, but there is a thing called the grandparents' law, and it's not difficult for grandparents to get whatever so the student can have their home address as their home. I have had students whose parents lived in, well, the ones I worked with were from Cleveland, and they wanted to move out for whatever reason, and the grandparents filled out all the forms, and they used the grandparents' address. It was all legal, and the students were enrolled in our school, even though, you know, their mom or dad still lived in Cleveland.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The CBO says that if the government stays on track, meaning maintaining current tax levels and expenditures, we will ring up a deficit of $1.5 trillion on top of the deficits of $1.4 trillion and $1.3 trillion from the past 2 years. This report, which, by the way, is nonpartisan, lists the causes behind the debt, stubborn unemployment, the TARP, and the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Here's reporter Steve Sannelli with the latest on all these numbers.
The United States faces daunting economic and budgetary challenges.
Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Elmendorf delivered findings from the annual CBO economic report just released.
CBO expects that production and employment will expand in the coming years, but at only a moderate pace.
Elmendorf says the country's economic health has severely faltered in the past 2 years. He warns the combination of the deficit, debt, and a severe drop in economic activity will drive the deficit to a record $1.5 trillion in 2011.
Unfortunately, it is likely that a return to normal economic conditions will take years.
The outlook comes days after President Obama's State of the Union address, in which he called for a partial budget freeze, not enough for many Republicans.
It squandered a historic opportunity to rally the American people behind true spending reform.
But the White House says the president understands and is committed to reducing the deficit.
He outlined very specific steps as an opening bid of sorts.
While there is agreement the nation's mounting debt needs to be reduced, the right balance in budget cuts and spending will be a challenge for lawmakers.
This is the most critical threat to our nation, in my opinion.
Jobs remain the key piece to this economic puzzle, and last week, unemployment numbers spiked once again.
Here from CNN, Kathleen Parker speaks with Speaker Boehner. Boehner has some suggestions for solving the problem with the debt.
All right, so we've been talking about cutting spending for a long time. We can't get anybody to say what they cut. So since you bring it up, what would you cut?
Well, we started on the first day of this new Congress cutting Congress's own budget. My leadership budget, 5%, all leadership budgets, all committee budgets, and all members' personal budgets in their offices. We cut $2.5 trillion out of spending when we repealed the health care bill. And how about things like excess TARP funds that should be repealed, or excess stimulus money that hasn't been spent yet, All of that has been done and is on the way. And the week of February 7th, the Appropriations Committee will outline, I would guess, in the tune of $50 to $60 billion of further cuts to this year's spending plan.
Okay, Speaker Boehner, cutting your own, you know, cutting back with staff and salary, cutting the cuts you've mentioned are all great. And symbolically, they're exactly what you should be doing. But we know that we're talking about debts and deficits in the trillions. We've got to do some serious, serious cuts. Are you talking about doing, you know, cutting Medicare, Medicaid, defense? Those are the big areas where we spend the most.
Well, I do think there will be some reductions in the defense budget. I don't think there's any agency of the federal government where there's not room for improvement. So I would expect defense will find savings there as well. I was a little surprised in the president's speech that he didn't say more about working with us on real entitlement reform. There was somewhat of a mention. But I think that the American people want us to have this conversation. We have to remember that I, as Speaker of the House, Republicans only control one of the three levers of government. The Democrats still control the Senate and the White House. But if they're willing to begin the adult conversation, I'll be a willing partner.
800-510-8255. Walter calls in from Georgia about irresponsibility and what's going on in our governmental circles.
No, this fuzzy government math and pretzel logic is really making my head hurt. Not raising taxes in this suffering economy right now. Somehow they figure out figures to put on this deficit number. Now, if they don't take 75% of our money in taxes, then I could say that it'll raise the deficit by $3 or $4 trillion a year. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, just a snapshot, a little history. 10 years ago, I heard a figure that $1 trillion was lost in the Pentagon budget in the previous 10 years in the 90s. Just lost, gone. The accounting and the booking and the bookkeeping and the education department was so bad it couldn't be audited. I read an article in the AJC in the year 2000, the three previous years, $37 billion lost due to waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicare program alone. I mean, these guys have shown themselves to be completely irresponsible with our money.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is Mike in Illinois on spending. Mike, welcome to the countdown.
How you doing there, Doug? Yeah, I'd like to add to the last gentleman's waste, fraud, abuse. How about let's put oppression in there, too, okay? The drug war is costing this country, my sources tell me, anywhere between $80 and $250 billion a year. That would average to about $165 billion a year. That's about a sixth of $1 trillion every year, $6 trillion every, $1 trillion every 6 years. Can we afford that big, that's a mammoth chunk of change.
Your numbers are off a little bit, but no matter what the numbers are, they're off a lot. But the point the numbers are. The point is that you're right 100%. It has never, there's no crack in the drug trade. For heaven's sakes, did you see the new device that they're using to get the stuff over the border and this catapult device get stuff across the border? If we don't legalize drugs and monitor that situation in a way that it turns around to being of value to us, it's incredibly naive.
Can I quote my sources?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay. The law enforcement against prohibition came up with the $80 billion figure. Trends Research came up with the $250 billion. That was back in about 6 years.
I think that's a total. I think that's a total number. The first year when George Bush the father sort of kicked this into high gear, it was a $16 or $19 billion price tag, and since then it's gone up incrementally. But it doesn't make a difference. It's all a waste because it doesn't work.
And alcohol.
Go ahead. Tobacco, alcohol, all this stuff.
Yeah, alcohol, they say, is 10 times, I've heard experts say, is 10 times more virulent than any drug, legal or illegal. And yet, it's you can go into any supermarket, into the liquor section, and they got big billboards of attractive women holding the Bud Light and the Miller Light.
You look at the kids' magazines, and you see
these attractive, sexy women holding a Newport cigarette. It's a shame stuff. You make the right point, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right. Cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to betteroats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus is on Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his call for unprecedented gun control. Here's Martin Luther King III appearing alongside Mayor Bloomberg with a focus on putting an end to all of this unnecessary gun violence.
If we're going to create what my father would call a nonviolent society, we have to create a culture of nonviolence, just as we have created this culture of violence. Many of what we see on television, very briefly, cartoons, 6 out of 10 of them are violent. Movies, 7 out of 10 of them are violent. Video games, 7 out of 10 of them are about blowing up something and shooting something. And then we go to the theaters, and 6 out of 10 movies in theater are violent, and we don't understand why our society is violent. Until we change what we consume, not censorship, self-censorship, then we're not going to address this issue in our nation that we all call home, that we all love.
Very important point he makes there. The television, the movies, the games, the violence that is everywhere. We're taught we have a culture of violence. We go to these movies or watch these TV shows. What television drama is not about somebody being murdered by some kind of a gun? Tom, you're in North Carolina. Let's see what you want.
The rights that are secured by the Bill of Rights are not absolute. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law infringing on free speech, but we have all sorts of laws. You can't shout falsely, fire in a crowded theater. You can't incite to riot. You can't lie in commercial advertising and on and on. In the same respect, the Second Amendment rights are not absolute. But what the Supreme Court decision did was switch the burden to government. We now have a constitutionally secured right belonging to each individual. And if government chooses to compromise that right, then government has to jump through a number of important hoops. The first thing government has to do is to show that the regulation that they propose is not going to unduly impede the use of firearms for self-defense. Second, we have to be sure that what seems to be modest steps don't turn out to be the first steps down a slippery slope that do end up compromising core Second Amendment rights. And third, and I think most important in the context of these high-capacity magazines, the government has to show that its regulation is going to be effective in promoting public safety, and particularly when weighed against lots of reliable evidence that past restrictions have not lessened the incidence of gun-related crimes.
Well thought out, sir. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Altering gun laws, is that a slippery slope? Why are we the only country where citizens crave guns, is wondering out loud from Jim in New Hampshire on this call.
I'm really glad that you bring this up because I've been in London, and I don't see people there quaking in their boots that they don't have guns to shoot. In France, people don't cry about the fact that they don't have large caliber or large magazine weapons to use. The problem here is that there's this seeming madness about needing to have guns and, more importantly, needing to have large magazine guns. There's no real reason to have those magazine guns. The man who was talking about that criminals don't use large magazine guns is saying something false, because those guns that are made here with large magazine clips go across the border to Mexico, and they make a lot of use of them. If you look at the FBI statistics, it does not indicate that people were well served by having guns to protect themselves. I've been in situations which were dangerous. The guns did not help me in any degree. And if you look through the statistics, they don't do that. What happens mostly is that kids get killed playing with the guns that their parents have. It's not a protection.
Yeah. Well, there are too many people that have access to guns that ought not to have it of all ages. And that seems to be pretty much the status here. Tracy in Texas with her theory.
I do have, without naming names, but I do have my own personal protection. It only has 5 rounds. It fits well in my hand, and it's powerful enough for personal protection without a lot of kickback, so it's something that I feel very comfortable in having in my home. From my personal perspective, as a gun owner and someone who does uphold and support the Second Amendment, I don't see the bill preventing a legally able person from owning a gun. It's not taking away my right to bear arms. Back when it was part of the assault weapons ban of 1994, it didn't take away my right to own a gun then, and it won't now. I see this as, I would say it more of a sensible step in having rightful and sensible gun ownership. One of the things that I was thinking when we're dealing with high capacity clips is maybe we have it fall under some of the same regulations as suppressors, like a silencer. Not all states allow gun owners to legally possess them, but those who can supply through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, who regulate the ownership of such devices. It doesn't mean that we can't own them, but there is a regulatory process that if you are legally able and allowed to own a gun, that you just go through a few extra steps. But it doesn't mean that a collector would be prohibited from owning something if they wanted to have it in their own personal gun collection. But for me, as someone who uses guns for target shooting, I'm not a hunter, but I have many hunters in my family. I don't see why a gun owner needs a high capacity clip.
A lot of men are really turned on by women who have guns, know how to shoot guns. It's a strange sexual thing with some of you, right? If you admit it, be honest. Come on. A lot of police officers who put on the uniform love having those guns for lots of different reasons, and they aren't just to protect themselves, as you know.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What do you get when you combine scantily clad teenagers, gratuitous drug use, and violence? The answer, Skins. The new teen drama on MTV that's making headlines and raising eyebrows. The show premiered Monday night before an audience of 3 million viewers. Next week's numbers are expected to be even higher.
The bar keeps getting higher for what gets provocative on television, and this time they decided to take a chance at it.
Among the concerns and scandals surrounding the show, the age of the actors. Some cast members are as young as 15, and their role in upcoming episodes, which include nudity, has prompted some to wonder whether MTV is doing a delicate dance that can be considered child pornography. In a written statement, MTV said, "We're confident the episodes of Skins will not only comply with all applicable legal requirements, but also with our responsibilities to our viewers. We've taken numerous steps to alert viewers to the strong subject matter so they can choose for themselves whether it's appropriate."
There have been reports that MTV is going to tone the show down. If there's any pressure that MTV is going to submit to, it would be from advertisers.
While this scandal surrounding Skins is certainly new, scandals around TV dramas targeting teens are not. Skins joins a growing list of recent TV shows that have gotten teens talking and parents worrying. Just last year, Gossip Girl, the CW series about Manhattan teens, caused a scandal when three of its characters took part in three-way sex. The high school students we spoke with say what they saw on Skins is true to life, whether parents like it or not.
Like, that's just really how life is, except not to their extremes.
You can't say, "Oh, I don't want to watch this, and then she do it." She might already be doing that. You can't say it's all television.
800-510-8255. Rob in Colorado. Here we go with turn it on or turn it off.
Yeah, this kind of thing just drives me nuts, too, when everybody wants to control what I watch so that they don't have any responsibility for their children, what they're watching. My big thing is pretty much every TV and certainly every cable box, it's that simple. Is it hard for you to control your kids you know, and just turn off every bit of it, or is it too much of a problem? And take control of your kids, you know, and have some involvement in what they're watching and say, okay, and you can't watch that. We're going to block that. And, they know my code. Well, change your code weekly or like you do your password on your computer, you know, or don't let them know what it is so they can't turn it back on. You know, we're trying to get the government so out of our house, out of our lives as much as possible, and running off to them to do things like this, you know, and take control of everybody's life.
I'm with you, sir. Thank you for the call. 800-510-TALK. Rich, you're in Arizona.
I'm 24, and I'm probably one of your younger listeners, but I would like to chime in on the show that you guys were talking about. It just pretty much shows, you know, 15, 16-year-old kids doing drugs and all the things their parents, you know, don't know about because they're too busy working or what have you. I haven't seen it, but I've read about it. I've had a lot of friends tell me about it, and what they said pretty much was what kind of just what happened to me, because when I was that age, I only hung out with, like, kids that were probably 21, 22, you know, when I was 15, so I was exposed to a lot of that. And I've just been looking back on it, you know. I turned out great. I worked, you know, 5 days a week. You know, as a mechanic, I'm great. Don't do any of that anymore, you know. But looking back at some of my friends' little brothers and stuff, you know, they're that age now, and they're just out of control, and none of the parents even know about it, you know. It's more of just keeping your kids, you know, getting into their life rather than just saying, hi, how you doing once a day? It's a lot of the parents, you know, saying that this is not okay and they need to talk to their kids about it because these kids are doing things that'll like, seriously affect their life, like, you know, later on in life, and they just don't know because they're too young and just too ignorant to understand what they're doing to their body.
Well, that's part of what maybe ought to be taught in school, along with more civics, more of what happens to you. You go to a science class, biology class, or whatever, and teach, starting in the middle school years, what goes on to your life if you're doing these things as your body is continuing to develop. That's why a lot of the bodybuilders, when they start out, they tell kids, don't be taking any of those drugs, even if they're legal. Your bones are still manufacturing cells that will help you grow. Same thing with the muscular structure, the organs, internal organs. Look out what you're doing to your body. Rich, that's a good call. Gerald in Alexandria, Louisiana, or Alexandria, Virginia. Not sure which. Gerald, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Doug. I'm in Louisiana. I just wanted to say more good than evil. That's all that we need. The media has been portraying or saying they're portraying what's going on in real life with kids, and kids are and back and forth. But it's been going on so long now that the media is just helping the evil. It just makes desensitizes the kids on as to what's going on. It shows them how to do it, even though they don't know how to do it. They talk about it in school, but it shows them how to do things, and it just helps portray. It just helps promote the evil in the world. That's all.
Well, the media, news media, is especially evil. All right, sir. There's a lot of good and a lot of info that's come out of this hour of the Talk Radio.